This is a new semester. We're starting our Tayag Mitzvot from the first day. We had discussed that we're learning the Sefer Or HaShanim, one of the two Sfarim that merited to get the Haskama of the Gra. This is a Sefer that quickly tries to enumerate the Tayag Mitzvot, and the Sefer goes according to the order of a person's life. He began by enumerating the Mitzvot of the night, and now we're beginning by enumerating the Mitzvot of the first day of Sunday. And obviously, many of the mitzvahs of Sunday repeat themselves on Monday. So those won't have to be discussed. Yom Aleph, day one. Shekam Mishnato, when a person awakens, achar shesh shot balayla, after 6 hours at night, we assume person's gotten that much sleep, and bakaitz min b'chorif, regardless of whether it's summer or winter, we assume a person gets up early in the morning. Techef ba'kitzo, right away when he wakes up, yomar, a person should say, mode ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayam, I thank before you my king who is alive and existent, shechazalta bi nishmati bechemla, that you returned within me my neshama, my soul, with extra compassion and kindness. Rabba emunatecha, your faith is great. You gave me another chance today after everything I did wrong yesterday. Today you give me another chance to start again. You have great faith in me. Now this doesn't say in Chazal. This is a very late day introduction, this Modeani. The Seder Ayom, if I'm not mistaken, is the first one to quote this. But it's become the custom in all of Israel, and every person should say it when he awakens. The advantage of saying this is that there's no mention of God's name, and one may say this even though his hands aren't pure, his body isn't pure, one hasn't washed Negevash, he just opened his eyes. This is a way of accepting God's presence without saying God's name, without saying anything holy, and nonetheless one, so to speak, recognizes that God is before him just as he opens his eyes. As is explained in the Be'er Heitev and Shulchan Aruch. And after one says this, he should say, I am preparing myself to wash my hands adjacent to my bed. As our sages established, that one that gets up from his bed balayla at night or when he awakens shouldn't walk 4 footsteps without washing one's hands. And our sages made this. They instituted this and adjoined it to the verse. Lot etamu behem v'nit meitem bam. V'ne'emar, and the verse states, lapid buz le'ashtut she'anan, la'asher hevi eloa biyado. Le'kayem mitzvat asei. Now, what am I doing? I'm washing my hands. This is a rabbinic institution. But whenever I'm fulfilling a rabbinic institution, I am also fulfilling a biblical commandment that God commanded me in the Torah, shetzivani bori, that my Creator commanded me, parach shmo, may His name be blessed, betorato kedoshah, in His holy Torah, lishmo mikol bet nagadosh yamdu lehem l'Yisrael, that I'm supposed to listen to every great court that presides over the people of Israel. Shne'emar, the verse states, al pi ha'Torah sheu yorucha, one is supposed to listen to the Torah that they teach us, v'al ha'mishpat asher yomru lecha, and whatever justice they tell us, ta'aseh, you're supposed to do. V'ne'emar, and the verse states, shal avicha v'yagedcha zkenecha v'yomru lach, ask your father, he'll tell you, ask your elders, they'll teach you. So when we're fulfilling a rabbinic commandment, we are in effect fulfilling one biblical positive commandment, to obey what our sages teach us, umilota say, and a biblical prohibition, shelo lamrot pi betin, not to rebel against what the courts tell us, Nemal's the verse states, lo tosum nadva shegidu lecha yamin u'smol, do not sway from what the elders tell you to the right or to the left. So before one washes one's hands, one should say, if one can remember, I'm preparing myself to wash my hands to fulfill the rabbinic institution that one should wash one's hands when one awakens, and this is in fulfillment of two biblical commandments. And after one wipes one's hands, so now they are fully clean, one can say, I am preparing myself, I will accept now the yoke of heaven, complete yoke of heaven, and I'm going to go to the bathroom to cleanse my body, so as not to detain relieving myself. Our sages instituted that one shouldn't detain from relieving oneself, and they adjoined it to the verse that says, "Velo tishaktzut nafshotechem," do not disgust your souls. Now, this verse is a biblical prohibition from doing something disgusting. For example, if you have a toilet bowl and you're thirsty, so you take a cup, you stick it into the water, and you take a drink. Very good. So that's disgusting. So we say that's biblically prohibited. It's not rabbinically. From the Torah. The Torah says, "Velo tishaktzut nafshotechem." You're not allowed to do something that's disgusting. Now, it has to be very disgusting in order to be biblically prohibited.
What kind of water?
Off the camera, we're going to say something.
Brown water or yellow No, even if the water is clean. The Gemara says, even if you take a vessel that they use for bloodletting, they used to have a glass vessel after they'd make the wound, so they'd use this glass vessel. They didn't have needles then. They'd use a glass vessel that would vacuum those cups. What are they called? I don't remember. It's like suction cups, but they'd make a little fire in the bottom, and then they'd suck out the blood. So those cups were always all bloody and dirty. So you take it, you wash it out well, and then you use it for a drink. So that's disgusting. The Gemara says, even though you've washed it out well, that's in one who does that is in prohibition of this. We're going to pause for a second to say something off the record. So after one goes to the bathroom, he'll wash his hands a second time. The person will say, I'm preparing myself, I'm going to make a blessing. And when I make a blessing, that's a fulfillment of a rabbinic institution. Our sages instituted, David HaMelech instituted, one should make 100 blessings a day. And again, our sages made it adjacent to a verse. Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Jewish people last week, what does God want of you? And our sages said, don't read it ma, but rather me'a, right? Ma could also be pronounced like me'a, 100. What does God want from you? 100 blessings a day. Im toma al tikri ma'ala me'a. Uvichlal berkat ha-Torah, uvichlalam. One of the blessings that we're going to make in the morning is the blessing on the Torah. And when we do this rabbinic institution of making blessings, we are fulfilling a positive commandment to do what our sages taught us, and a positive and a biblical prohibition not to transgress what they say. And when we make the blessing on learning Torah, we should have in mind that this blessing is for all the learning we're going to do from now until tomorrow morning. We make the blessing for a 24-hour period almost. I mean, for the rest of today until tomorrow morning. Just a note about the blessing on Torah. One opinion says that it's biblical, so if we're in doubt whether we made it or not, we should repeat it. A second point about the blessings of the Torah, notice that there are two different types of blessings, or maybe three. The first blessing is, that's a blessing on the mitzvot. Just like we make a blessing before we light Hanukkah candles, before we shake lulav and esrog, it's a blessing on a mitzvah. We thank God for giving us this mitzvah. The second blessing, Beharevno, is really a request. God, please make the learning sweet for us, for our grandchildren, for our offsprings, all of Israel. And then we thank God, Ham Lemitra Allah, Am Yisrael, teaches Torah to Israel. And the third blessing is a blessing of praise. Blessed are you, Hashem, Asher Bachar Banu, you chose us, you gave us this great Torah, Baruch Ata Hashem, Notena Torah, who constantly gives Torah to the Jewish people. Every day God is giving us Torah. That's a totally different blessing. That's a blessing of praise. Those are the two, quasi three blessings that our sages instituted that according to some opinions are biblical over the learning of Torah. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.